USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus pandemic may be easing in America, but it's not going to help millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of it. Today's ADP monthly private payrolls jobs report for May shows 2.76 million more workers lost their jobs last month. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs, and 719,000 construction workers were let go. Many U.S. cities again saw protests in their streets last night following the death of George Floyd over a week ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but for the most part, it was a calmer night than previous nights, including in New York City. Though, Chief Terry Monahan says, many of those who do make trouble during these protests are there not because of Floyd's death.
There are groups within these live protests that are looking for nothing but trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week, exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.